Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully, the Chiefs can have that same type of success. Like, you look around this league right now, and we're all bummed out that Patrick is going to miss three games potentially with this knee injury. But you've got the 5-0 New Orleans Saints with a backup quarterback. You've got the Indianapolis Colts at 5-2 with a backup quarterback. Like, backup quarterbacks are doing a fairly decent job, and they're doing a decent job, Josh, because you've got those good head coaches in place. You've got Frank Reich in place in Indianapolis, and you've got Sean Payton in place down in New Orleans. And I think when you look at what Kansas City has right now, hell, you've got Andy Reid in place, who I consider to be a better coach than both of those guys based on longevity and the ability to have 200 wins in this league. You have Andy Reid as the head coach. There should really be the ability to go out there and win these games. I don't think we should go into these games with the mindset over the next 3 weeks that we don't stand a chance because it's Green Bay and it's Minnesota and it's Tennessee on the schedule coming up. I think you got to go in there with the mindset of, if the Saints can be 5-0 and the Colts can be 5-2 and they've had backup quarterbacks basically all season long with head coaches like they have, there's no reason the Chiefs can't come out of this thing at minimum 2-1 against these next three teams.
I'd kind of like to have their quarterbacks, but that's neither here nor there. We don't.
But that's up to Andy being a good coach and putting the quarterback in position to be successful. You know, that's what a head coach does.
Meanwhile, the Packers and Vikings, especially offensively, Packers obviously got everybody's attention yesterday, but the Vikings, since they called out their quarterback.
My God, they've been good.
He's been playing well, too. So that's your next two coming in with two high-powered offenses.
It really is. And I think these next two games will determine if this defense is capable of playing up to a Super Bowl level. You mentioned the Packers and Vikings as the next two opponents, and Aaron Rodgers with his six touchdowns yesterday, and Kirk Cousins playing like a madman, like a man
like
possessed.
Like a mad.
Yeah, mad man. Yeah, like he's mad. He's playing mad right now. And so you've got these next two teams on your schedule. If you go out there and play really good on defense and you split these games and you don't give up 30 to each of these teams, I think we can say, well, if they split the games and they lose, you say, well, they probably would have won that game if Mahomes is playing quarterback. If the defense goes out there and plays a solid game and keeps you in it and doesn't get shredded by the run over these next 2 weeks, I think you have an opportunity to say, all right, now they are playing at a Super Bowl level. They were good the other night in Denver. There is no doubt about it. But they were also good because Joe Flacco quit during that game. He gave up during that game. And I don't want to take anything away from the Chiefs and the way that they played defense, because I was really impressed with what they did and the 9 sacks. And Anthony Hitchens in his first 20 games as a Chief has no sacks. And in his 21st game, he has 2 sacks and a strip sack and all that kind of stuff. Like, he played good. There were great signs in that game. But now you have to do it against a legit quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and a guy that's playing out of his mind right now in Kirk Cousins. These next two games will determine whether or not this defense is good enough to help lead the Chiefs to a Super Bowl and potentially a Super Bowl championship as we get closer to the end of the year.
Do you like or kind of stress that these games are home? I mean, it's good in a way.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost two straight at home, though, too. So,
but if you're... What if you go 3 in a row at home and four in a row at home?
Yeah. I mean, yikes. But you also have the Mahomes thing factored in as well.
That helps offset it all?
Yeah, no, these next two games, it's not about the offense. I'm not going out there and I'm not going to watch what this offense does, because I don't expect a whole heck of a lot out of this offense, you know, with Patrick Mahomes on the sidelines. I want to see what this defense does. They have an opportunity to go out there now over these next couple of weeks and really prove that this is a 53-man roster, not an offensive roster, and the defense is just along for the ride. They've got an opportunity to go out there and take what they did on Thursday night and really build on that. And that's why I look at what they did on Thursday night, not from a standpoint of did we think it was good. If they have the confidence, if they believe that they finally turned it around, if they believe that they can go out there and win games defensively. That's what truly matters. That's what ultimately matters. If they believe it, and we'll see. If they take what they did on Thursday night and do that on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers, and then the following Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, and they play some really good football and they limit those offenses, then yeah, we got something good. And when Patrick Mahomes comes back, all right, now we're really ready to go. And so I think this defense just has a great opportunity in front of them to prove to all of us that Thursday night wasn't a fluke, that Thursday night wasn't because of Joe Flacco, that Thursday night was that turning point in that game. And I liken it to, and I've said that on Friday, to the Giants in 2007, winning that game in Washington in week 3, that turned their whole season around. In fact, somebody with the Chiefs actually texted me that over the weekend. This is kind of reminiscent of what the Giants did with Spags in 2007. I go, same thought that I had. So hopefully this defense can take what they did on Thursday and parlay that into the future of being a much improved defense than what we saw over the first 6 weeks of the season.
And we could look back, too, and say, what a big win in Denver.
What a big win in Denver. Yeah, absolutely.
What if they could have folded. What if they went in the tank after the quarterback got hurt
Thursday
night?
Would have been very easy to go in the tank.
Then you're kind of at the beginning of spiraling out.
Right. And you know what they did immediately after Patrick Mahomes went down? Strip sack touchdown 20-6. The defense put a stamp on that game right away and made it 20-6. And that was all she wrote for the Denver Broncos.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.